Praise God. Let's begin by looking at number 88 in our white book, Sweet Will of God, number 88. Praise God. Tonight's our prayer meeting, but we'll have a time of worship first of all, and a little devotion, and then we'll spend time in prayer. When you pray, please pray out loud so we can hear you. Isn't it frustrating when people pray in a prayer meeting and you can't hear what they're saying? Well, let's do our best to pray out loud. If your head is buried in your chair, take the chair out of your mouth and lift your voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number 88 in the White Book, Sweet Will of God.
Stubborn will at last have yielded. Yes, Lord. Wonderful will of God, oh Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain, or something, or sea. I'll say what you want me to say.
The will of God includes all of that, right? I'll go where you want me to go, and I'll say what you want me to say, and I'll be what you want me to be. And that's why we pray, sweet will of God, fold me closer. I want to be in the center of your will, Lord. In every part of my life, I want to be where you want me to be, doing what you want me to do, and being what you want me to be. Maybe that's where it really starts. The will of God starts in our hearts, in our character. Lord, make me the type of person that you want me to be. And if I allow the Holy Spirit to do that, then I'm in a better place to be where he wants me to be and do what he wants me to do. And that's why there's so much emphasis in the Bible on our character. And the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to us and make us more like him. Hallelujah. As we do a lot of that at Pilgrim Camp, we spend time in his presence. The Bible says that as we spend time waiting upon him and looking into his wonderful face, that the Holy Spirit changes us into his image from one degree of glory to another, to another, to another. And it's in that way that we become more like Christ, and he gets his will done in and through our lives. Praise God. And so we have opportunity to do that tonight, don't we? We're going to be in his presence again together, just worshiping him and saying, Lord, have your way in my life. Praise God. And we have no idea exactly how God is going to answer that prayer, what changes he's going to bring about as we invite him to come and have his way. He might change the place we live. He might change the people we know. He might change the career that we're pursuing or something like that. But whatever the Lord may or may not change, the important thing is that we're in his will. Praise God. I often tell our young people at church, I say, you know, when you get to the end of your life, you don't want to have missed the will of God for you. You know, that's, I tell that to the older people too, because we still have time to deal with God about those things. But you know, God's will is so sweet. Here, it says sweet will of God. God isn't interested in making you miserable. He's interested in making you like him. And interested in making your life fruitful, and interested in making you a blessing. And he brought every one of us into this world with a very definite purpose in mind over our lives. And as we seek him, it's his joy, his delight to work out his will in and through us. And you don't want to miss that. The things that we want sometimes we feel are so important, and we don't want to let go of them. But when we put everything into Jesus' hands, we don't have to fear, because we know that he chooses always what's best for us. God wants us to have that confidence in him. He loves us, and he wants what's best for us, and he wants our lives, when they come to an end here on earth, we want to be able to look back and thank him that he completed his will over us. Praise God. And so, let's make sure that we're praying that every day, seek the will of God. Hallelujah. Just every day, invite him to have his way in you more and more. And then when he speaks to you, respond and say, yes, Lord, I'm not my own, I belong to you. And you have the right to do anything you want with me. You bought me with your own blood. And so I'm yours. Hallelujah. Have your way.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yield it and still.
Praise God. Let's sing that also somewhere in our hymn book. Have thine own way. Praise God. We've already started our prayer meeting because the songs that we're singing are prayers, aren't they? You can sing prayers as well as speak them. Praise God. 347. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the one, right? Thank you, Milan. You get an A for effort. Okay. Praise God.
Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Worship the Lord. I praise your holy name. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I noticed these things when we sing songs. Sometimes there are connections that you didn't plan on, but you say, oh, wow, look at that. And when we sing Sweet Will of God, he said that he's footsore and weary. And then when we sang Have Thine Own Way, what did it say there? I'm wounded and weary. Poor guy. I think we're all like that. We get weary trying to have our own way. We get weary trying to run our own lives. When Jesus said, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I think that's exactly what he was talking about. All you who are so worn out trying to work out your own plans and pursue your own goals and straighten out everything to your advantage. He said, you get tired. Living that way. Life becomes burdensome when you try to take charge. And so Jesus says, come to me. Come, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Praise God. We find such rest when we put our lives in Jesus' hands. Then he becomes totally responsible for us. You know, there are some jobs where, you know, you'd rather give the responsibility to somebody else. And this is one of those jobs. Lord, let the government of my life be upon your shoulders. You carry the burden and you work out your will instead of me bowing under that heavy load.